The Lost Dog. In a quiet town in Japan, there lived a boy named Taro. Taro was a cheerful and kind-hearted middle school student. He loved animals, especially dogs. He had a small dog named Pochi. Pochi was a white Shiba Inu with a wagging tail and bright, curious eyes. Taro and Pochi were inseparable. They went on walks together, played in the park, and even slept in the same room. One day, Taro came home from school and couldn't find Pochi. He called out, "Pochi, Pochi," but there are no answer. Taro searched every corner of the house, but Pochi was nowhere to be found. He started to worry. Pochi had never disappeared like this before. Taro quickly grabbed his jacket and ran out. He looked around the neighborhood, asking everyone he met if they had seen his dog. "Excuse me, have you seen a white Shiba Inu?" he asked an elderly woman. She shook her head. "I'm sorry, I haven't seen any dog today." Taro's heart sank. He continued to search, going from house to house and ask everyone he saw. But no one had seen Pochi. As the sun began to set, Taro's hope started to fade. He returned home, feeling defeat and sad. His parents comforted him, said, "Don't worry, Taro. We'll find Pochi. Let's make some posters and put them around town." Taro nodded, and together with his parents, he made poster with a picture of Pochi and a description. "Lost dog, white Shiba Inu. Answer to Pochi. Please call if found." They spent the next day putting the poster on the telephone poles, in shops, and at the train station. Taro hoped that someone would see the poster and help bring Pochi back. Days passed, but there was no news of Pochi. Taro missed his furry friend terribly. Every day after school, he would walk around the neighborhood, calling out Pochi's name. His friends at school noticed he was sad and asked what was wrong. When Taro told them about Pochi, they decided to help. "We'll help you look for Pochi after school," they said. With his friends' help, Taro covered more ground. They searched parks, streets, and even the forest at the edge of town. They asked everyone they met if they had seen Pochi, but still, there was no sign of the dog. Taro felt a deep sadness. He missed Pochi's warm presence and playful energy. One evening, as Taro was walking home alone, he heard a faint bark sound, his heart skipping a beat. "Pochi," he called out. The barking grew louder. Taro followed the sound, running toward an old abandoned house. The barking was coming from inside. Taro carefully entered the house and saw Pochi trapped in the small room. The dog looked scared and hungry, but wagging his tail excitedly when he saw Taro. Taro's eyes filled with a tear of joy. Pochi, I found you, he screamed. He quickly picked up his dog and hugged him tightly. Pochi licked Taro's face, happy to be reunited with his best friend. Taro checked Pochi to make sure he was not hurt, and then they headed home. When Taro and Pochi got home, his parents were overjoyed. You found him, thank goodness, they said, hugged both Taro and Pochi. Taro's friends came over too, celebrating Pochi's return. That night, Taro made sure Pochi had a big meal and comfortable place to sleep. He promised himself he would never let Pochi out of his sight again. From that day on, Taro was more careful with Pochi. He always made sure the gate was closed and kept a close eye on his beloved dog during their walks. Pochi, too, seems happier and more content to stay close to Taro. The experience taught Taro an important lesson about responsibility and the bond he shared with Pochi. He realized how much Pochi meant to him and how important it was to take good care of those we love. Taro and Pochi's friendships grew even stronger, and they continued to enjoy many happy days together. And so, in their quiet town, Taro and Pochi were known as the boy and his royal dogs, always seen together, sharing adventures and spreading joy wherever they went.